Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, hey. Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. We got some cool stuff. As a matter of fact, I actually have a box of stuff that the fine folks over at Remy gave me, and I'm going to give some stuff out. So if you're interested in getting your hands on some Remy stuff, email the podcast, houseoflpodcast@gmail.com. I got like Bluetooth speakers in there and shirts and stuff. So my good fortune is your good fortune. And our partnership with Remy Martin continues, and it's been really, really awesome. So team up with excellence. Thanks to Remy Martin for all the cool swag that they've given out and are willing to give to House of L through me. Listeners and viewers, for those of you who are listening on Spotify or Apple, thank you very much. We had a really good July. Let's hope that we have a really great August. For those of you who are on YouTube or are watching for the first time, thank you very much. Please subscribe. My goal is to get to 10,000 subscribers before the football season ends. It'd be nice if we can get to 10,000 before it begins, but I'll set the goal of 10,000 before the season ends. And that would be huge, because I think once you get to 10,000, there's like a whole thing that happens and they don't give you like a plaque. You know, I'm not Speed or someone like that, but 10,000 would be great as far as subscribers go. Here's what I wanted to get into today. It may have been going across your feed. I know it's been going across mine. Everywhere I look around the NFL, I see people teaching a drill, coaches teaching a drill that is very familiar for anyone who is a Bears fan. They are teaching the peanut punch. The Packers, the Green Bay Packers, are teaching the peanut punch. They're teaching a variation of it where they're drilling guys to punch with their left hand. You know, most players are right-handed. I saw Cincinnati doing a drill where they had like a rolling tire with a ball like Velcroed inside the tire, and you have to make the tackle on the tire and try to hit the ball loose. Anywhere you look, every week of the NFL season, Charles Tillman's name is mentioned. He is synonymous with taking the ball from a ball carrier now. When you see it, you guys tweet him. You guys hit him up on Instagram. The announcers mention it. We all know what it is. It's the peanut punch. That type of legacy means something to me. If it were just that, okay, but when you add that to Charles's statistics, I wish the Hall of Fame would stop playing. Like, I get it. He doesn't fit what we traditionally think of as a cornerback. And he does get grief because he was a cover two corner. And there seems to be a premium placed on the idea of having guys who are playing more man. And this person was a shutdown corner for 5 years, and that makes them a better corner. Whatever. We can have that debate. What I don't think is debatable is Charles's impact on the league. The fact that you're talking about a guy who hasn't played in 10 years and is mentioned every single week of NFL games. Every single week. The numbers on Charles, too, where he has a top five defensive rookie of the year. He has Pro Bowls. He has an All-Pro. He has a Walter Payton Man of the Year award, which a lot of people in the NFL feel is more valuable than some of the other awards. He has 8 touchdowns. Okay? He's been one of the leaders in defensive touchdowns in Bears history for a long time. He's got 8 of those. He also had 38 interceptions. 11 fumble recoveries to go along with 44 forced fumbles. Now look, I am biased and I am okay with that bias. Charles is legitimately a friend and not just someone who I covered. But I don't know how anyone, his candidacy for the Hall of Fame should be taken seriously. And I don't think over the last couple of years it's been given this the amount of juice that it deserves. And I hate gatekeeping. And look, the way that the Hall of Fame voting goes, you do have to have people make your case for the voters. There is someone who has to get on the table and make the case. Now, I'm not part of the group. I would gladly stand on a table and tell you how important Charles Tillman was to those really good Bears teams, a really good Panthers team, by the way, and what he has meant to the league. But maybe I'm bugging, but to me, it seems pretty bleeping evident.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
And I say that because, again, every week you hear his name. So when I see, and I share these, like if I see a real, and you'll probably see him now, like your phone is probably listening to me. You're probably watching this on your phone. I see a real every couple of weeks from training camp of teams doing a drill where they teach them to do it. And when he started doing it, I always wondered if it was going to be sustainable. And I know that it evolved too. It used to be the thing that they wanted to do back then was first man secure the tackle, second man strip. But Charles got so good at it that he didn't need to do that. There were times when he didn't even need to secure the tackle. He just took the ball. I'm just going to punch it out. You guys remember that Titans game where he forced four fumbles in a game? Like, that's ridiculous stuff. That's legendary stuff. And if there's one thing that I feel like, Joe Cali kind of opened up my mind to this, like the idea of Hall of Fame, it's a museum. Well, that to me means that there should be room for people who innovated the game in a way that has a lasting impact. And that's what Charles Tillman is. That's why it's hilarious to go through some of this stuff where, you know, anyone who's a football fan, you don't have to have been watching the Bears since 2003 when Charles showed up. But anyone who's a football fan over the last 20 years, when they see that happen, they know what it is. And the guy's resume, like, I watched his career, all of his Bears career. And the part that we don't even really talk about is that Charles was on special teams too. This was an elite corner in the league. And he would often be on field goal block. And he'd be on return teams. Like, and he didn't have to do that. He had a legacy that was beyond that. He had a responsibility to the team that was beyond that. And yet, that stuff isn't considered. I feel similarly about Olin Krutz, where with Olin Krutz, you have a guy who was an all-pro, a pro bowler. And that all-pro year, I think he was second team all-pro. And the person he was behind was Kevin Mawai. I get that those Bears teams didn't fulfill their overall goal. That there are a lot of people like, man, that team was good enough to win the Super Bowl and they never did. Should they have more Hall of Famers other than Brian Urlacher and Devin Hester and technically Julius Peppers? And my answer to that is yes. I think that Charles Tillman is worthy. I think that Olin Krutz is worthy. Like, the guys, he was on the all-decade team. He was legitimately the best center in the league. People still talk about him too when they talk about playing that position that way and with that level of fury. And with 55, with Lance Briggs, he unfortunately falls underneath the shadow of Brian Urlacher. And it was kind of always that way throughout his career, even though he's right there as far as tackles go. And I get it, the cover two defense funnels to the weak side linebacker, so that person is obviously going to make plays. He still had to make them, and he made them. So look, I get that I can only fight so many battles inside this podcast, and I'm not one of the people that has a voice inside the room. But the next time that Charles Tillman's name comes up, and he'll make it through the first couple rounds of the Hall of Fame stuff, same thing with Olin. Like, let's really think about what it is that we're saying here. If we had turned those takeaways into interceptions, there would be no contest about his impact. We now have a better understanding of what that does inside of a game, what that does as momentum. There are tons of wide receivers from that era that will tell you, and I have talked to them, that they hated playing against Charles because he was so physical and they were always worried about having the ball stripped. And the amount of work that that guy put into that skill is amazing. All the training. And yeah, I have been a victim. Charles will knock stuff out of your hands just to do it. There have been times where I've been walking with him at Hallis Hall and just stuff is gone out of my hands. All I know, and you can run this back. You can come back to this video later on. It'll be mid-October, and there's going to be a game where someone does it, and it's going to be talked about, and it's going to be shared on social. And you won't even have to wait. It'll be the first week of the season. It'll be during preseason that someone will bring up Charles Tillman. When you add the stats to the impact and the legacy, what are we doing? Comment, share, please subscribe. Tag Charles. Send it to him. He needs to know that there are people who believe that he should be a Hall of Famer. And I am right there. Send it to every football writer you know. Just look. It's pretty easy. All right. I'm sorry. I just felt I needed to vent and I needed to stand up for one of my friends on this one because it's ridiculous. Like every week, this is what we hear. Put that man in the damn Hall of Fame. Talk to you next time. Peace.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.